play the radio. Make sure the television, excuse me, make sure you have the record player on at night.
Oh, we can't. I'm going to punch him out. This is my mom.
I would pay to see that.
I'm waiting for this. For trespassing on the trespassing ground. I'm going to punch him out and I'm going to go to jail. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to punch him out and I'm going to go to jail. I'm going to be happy.
We'll all be happy, Nancy.
Are those who just try to make this a political issue. Freedom. I have the freedom to kill you with my pelvic.
Individuals who are infected through breakthrough infections, namely vaccinated people who ultimately get infected, that they are generally without symptoms or minimally symptomatic. However, it is clear that they are capable of transmitting the infection to uninfected individuals. And the data that they reported indicates that if you look at the level of virus in the nasopharynx of a person who's vaccinated and has a breakthrough infection, and compare that to the level of virus in the nasopharynx of an unvaccinated person who's infected, they're essentially equivalent.
Play the radio. Make sure the television, excuse me, make sure you have the record player on at night.
I'm going to go to jail. I'm going to be happy.
Feel-good hit of 2021, the podcast that brings you so much more of this and more of that, just more, and it's better than ever. Best of all, it's free and commercial free. It's the news according to me. It even rhymes with new and improved content, fortified with 27 vitamins and minerals, or maybe not. Be sure to subscribe because you probably won't want to miss any of this, but you might. Never before has so much offered so little. It's the podcast that will leave you asking questions like, how can I get that hour of my life back? Or what on earth are these guys talking about? Where else can you find this kind of content other than 90% of the internet? We're here because you're there, and I'm not even sure what that means. Be sure to like and subscribe because you don't want to be the only one stuck in this. It's the news according to me.
Yes, it. We are live. It's in a state of emergency. It is a live show. Yeah, I forgot to push the button so you could hear what my intro. You didn't get my intro. It's a state of emergency. The news according to me. Anyway, it's Wednesday, October 15th, 8:45 a.m. 8:44, actually. Eastern Standard Time. I'm your host here on this live show. Now, if you're listening on the show live, if you're listening live, there's a place to communicate. via a chat box thing. You can just post stuff on there. I am not going to be monitoring that. So I'm only one man. If I had a team here, if I had my production guy, if I had my director, no, that's all. Those are positions that are open. You're willing to step in and be that, do that for me. It's all volunteer work, of course. You can be an intern. There was a point a while back. My nephew was doing a show, and I was doing a couple shows. We're looking into getting some interns to do to help with production work. So we're running regular shows quite often, and it was a busy time, and we were interns would have been great to have working for us. We're not doing that now. Anyway, the some things happening out in California. Some statements by Governor Pritzker out of Illinois. We're going to be talking about that. I got some audio to play today. Hopefully, this comes to you courtesy of Devorah Darkins. He's kind of my show prep. He compiles a lot of things. Him and Vince Deo both compile a lot of things. Of course, there's others. There's a channel called We've Got Receipts or We Got Receipts or something like that. She does a pretty good job of compiling some things as well. Some things are a little bit over the top. Of course, the whole issue of what's happened here with the peace agreement with Hamas, between Israel and Hamas, and the whole the ending of supposedly and the ending of battles. Now I've heard there was a skirmish somewhere. There's some people, some IDF soldiers shooting at some somebody. They were under attack, but it had been small skirmishes like that that I think will be probably continue for somewhat. There's some out of control rogue individuals out there, but we'll see what happens with all that. So we have that's considered a ceasefire. Some of those kinds of things are still, you're always going to get some things like that. Some rebellion, especially among the Hamas soldiers that have no accountability to anything. In my cup this morning, I have the staple. I have the chai with Almond Joy Creamer in it. My backup cup, I broke down yesterday and actually made a gallon of sweet peach tea with fresh peaches in it. Well, fresh frozen peaches. Pizzas. Yeah, that pizza tea. I think I might be on something there. That might be good. I have... It's pretty good. It's okay. It doesn't seem like it's sweet enough. It's almost like it's not sweet enough. Not sure what that's about. You can solve that problem with more sugar. That's what you do. You just put more sugar in there. That usually solves the problem. However, so there's some things going on. I want to play some things, some audio this morning, because it is it's very frustrating to see what's happening around the country. And now there's the thing. I was looking for this other thing. I'm still going to try to find it, because if I can find this, it might be here. I might be able to find this right here. I'm going to look for this. There's something that Kellyanne Conway's ex-husband, I don't know what his name is. Is it, I can't think of his first name, Conway. He's a contributor on what is he on? He's a contributor on, why is that coming up as that? This is really bizarre. I open up a new window. It comes up on a different. That's weird. It didn't come up. I already signed in. It just came up as a generic YouTube page. That's kind of odd. I'm signed in. That works. Okay. Anyway, let's go back over here. What is this guy's name? Okay, I can't. Kellyanne Conway. Let's see if I can find it here. Kellyanne. There we go. I guess her name is all one word. Her ex-husband. He made this speech. he put out a post. It was a where's it at? It just says Kellyanne Conway and husband. I'm probably gonna have to tap into Wikipedia for this. Yeah, let's just do this. I'm just going to try to find this. This is just crazy. I should have had this prepared before. I really want you to hear this. One of the reasons is because of the hyperbolic activity that takes place on this this whole thing. Let's just go with that. Let's go see what we come up with. It's got to say what her ex-husband's name is. This guy's a contributor on CNN, I think, or CNN or MSNBC. He shows up nowhere. He literally shows up. You just type in Kellyanne Conway's name here. Let's go with ex-husband. Let's see what we get here. George Conway. So let's look for this. George Conway put out this thing, and it's so hyperbolic, and it is so disgusting. It might be on Blue Sky, actually. Let's see if any of his videos show up here. It's this background. It has this background of all this. George Conway's terrifying Trump predictions stuns MSNBC anchor. And most of this stuff is quite a while back. Let's see if this is... This might be it right here. I'm not going to play the audio for it. I'm going to go through... Okay, he's going on about some stuff here. He's got, I don't see anything where he's playing this clip that he has of himself. Where it's at. And anyway, he's got this clip of himself doing this little advertisement about stuff happening around the world and the military on the streets and it goes down this whole road of, the Italian, dictators of the past, and there's just different things about that kind of stuff. It's just Mussolini, all this kind of stuff, and of course equating Trump to all those things, and it really gets frustrating to some degree. I just realized I forgot to start my recording here on the show, so I'm gonna try to do that, see how that works out for me. Anyway, I have some things I want to talk about. There's what do we got? What happened to my show? There's. Let's go back to the. Oh no, no! Of course, everything's taking time now. Okay, there we go. So I want to play some audio here for you. This is a particular declaration, if you will. The Los Angeles County has declared a state of emergency because they are trying to help illegal immigrants. So they're trying to, they've given a moratorium now on rent. So the illegal immigrants don't have to pay rent. Now, if you're renting to an illegal immigrant, I guess that's part of the, you take it on yourself to do that. There are a couple of things. I've been watching the real estate market out in California, especially Southern California. And one of the big things that they're running into right now is the problem of housing collapsing. This is where there's this whole issue of affordable housing we talk about. And people try to do things that make housing affordable. Now, you've got people like Katie Porter, who comes on and she wants to be, she's running for office. And all she says, her platform is, we're going to make housing affordable for more affordable housing for people. We're going to make housing affordable for people. Well, that's a good idea. Okay, now tell us how you're going to do that. How are you going to make that happen? They don't share details. They just share these ideas. We're going to make all cars able to fly. We're going to make flying cars. We're going to cure cancer. They come up with all these things. Joe Biden was, he did this. He threw this out a couple times during the campaign in 2020. He threw out this idea that, we're going to cure cancer. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And you throw those kinds of things out there. And it, without any context, it puts this positive. The thought is it puts a positive pill into the mix. And what you're doing is you're throwing these images into people's heads. It's they call them little, what do they call them, idea drop bombs, whatever. What do they call them? There's a name for it. You put these little things in the middle of a speech like that, in the middle, just kind of off the cuff, making remarks. And it plants these ideas in people's head, because otherwise it changes their thought pattern. That's what you're trying to do. And if you do that enough, do it often enough, it can change the thought patterns. When you have people who are watching MSNBC and CNN all day long, day in, day out, and all they hear is that Trump is Hitler, Trump is this, Trump is that, Trump is, we have military now on our streets and they're snatching people, they're grabbing people at night, and they're talking about all these things that are happening. They're getting, children. They're handcuffing little children on the streets and taking them off in helicopters in the middle of the night. That's what we're hearing. All those things have been found to be wrong. Now there's this little video out there of a kid, of a little child. He's about 7 years old, 6 or 7 years old, and his father, who was friends with some police officers. His little boy did something. I can't remember what it was. He did something. He disobeyed his dad, did something wrong. And as a joke and as a kind of a lesson to be learned by this little boy, I don't know that this is good parenting or not. I have no idea. I don't think I would do it. But it was apparently part of a little prank they played on the kid to teach him a lesson. So this police officer comes out. They have him out there in the street, and he goes, "Nope, you got to go. His dad's back there. You got to go to jail because you did this wrong. So now you got to go to jail." And they put these little handcuffs on this little kid. And they show him there, they took out the audio of all this stuff, and they used the images of a police officer detaining and arresting this little boy, saying that this was ICE doing this, and they were coming to get this little boy and detained him and swept him off to an ICE facility, a little six-year-old boy. This is the kind of stuff they do all the time. And it's at the point where, first of all, ICE is not doing anything illegal. These guys are law enforcement officers. They're enforcing law. Okay, now, and they're human beings. They're going to make a mistake. They're going to do something wrong. But they've been charged with a mission that arguably, and I'll get into this in a little bit, that the nation by far voted for. Some of the independents didn't so much. Some of the independents, people like Joe Rogan and Theo Vaughn, whatever, If they they've kind of turned around and said, well, I don't know, I'm not sure if I agree with every place this guy's going. They again have turned back to the regular media. They're listening to the regular media, and their brains are beginning to be washed again by these thoughts and these images of every day. The lies keep coming at them. It's just lying after lying. I've heard a lot of pundits lately say, you don't hate the mainstream media enough. You need to hate them more. There's no end to how much you can hate the mainstream media. And they'll play clips of things that the way they've set things up, the way they've, just flagrantly lied or set up their narrative. Just the whole thing, it just the way they report it, what they report, what they don't report, and the way they report it is just absolutely shameful. They're not just reporting the news. They have an agenda, obviously. Right. All we need to do, you know, what we really need is the truth. It's that simple. So we have this, these pictures, all this stuff, all this propaganda that they're showing us, and then saying at the same time, you know, that Trump is nothing but he's taking the country back to civil war, all this kind of stuff. In the meantime, you've got politicians who are threatening to arrest people and to do some weird stuff. I'm going to play some of this stuff. Here is this is the lady. I think she might be the county council head of the county council for Los Angeles County. I'm going to see who this is. I can't remember who it is. She makes this statement, and it's all about we're in this with you. Now I've got some things to say about this, but let's see what she says. And here it is.
To know that we are in this emergency with them, we see them, we understand what they're going through, and as their county government, we want to be in this with you, for you, and use every tool at our disposal to win this fight.
To win this,
they're going to win this fight. So this is, we see you, we're in this with you. Okay, well then, if they go to jail and they get deported, I guess you're going to go with them. That's my hope. Hope you're, you know, if you're 100% in with them, this whole "I see you, we see you" thing, that always cracks me up. I get it. You're trying to be validated. I understand that part of it, but it's just the whole thing is just so bogus. It's like full stop. I don't know, just all that kind of crazy slang term stuff. So we have this lady saying, "Okay, we're in this with you. We see you. We're here to help you fight. Then you're going to win this. How are you going to win this?" You know, the whole public opinion thing is one thing. Of course, the other issue is these people are in the country illegally. They're getting benefits. They're obviously renting homes. I tried to rent a place in Chicago one time. Now, this is way back. This is 20 years ago. I was trying to start a crash pad for it was a pilot, flight crew members, pilots basically, going to start up a crash pad in this one condominium place. And I was thinking, if I could just rent this place, I can rent this room, and then we can put, you know, several bunks in here and have a crash pad. Because the crash pad that I had been in wasn't being run very well. And most of them are not run very well. And it doesn't take much to run one well. I finally got into one. I mean, one of them opened up that was actually pretty good, and it was actually done well. So I ended up not doing it. But in the process, I was trying to rent this room. And this was, you know, 20 years ago. Actually, more than that now, I guess. But in the process of doing it, they had to have a credit report and all this stuff. And, of course, I had to come up with a month, first and last month's rent plus, you know, that month plus, you know, then you pay your rent a certain time, or you got penalties and stuff. I had to sign a one-year lease. And that was a nice facility, and it wasn't terribly expensive. But they didn't approve me. I couldn't get the place. I'd actually already decided to go with this other place. I wasn't even, but I'd gone through the process of saying, let's see what it takes to get through this and see if I could even get it approved, and I'll see if I can find enough people to go. You know, it was very much at the beginning stages of just thinking about it. But I heard back right away I wasn't approved for it. How does somebody who's not even a legal citizen of this country, they're in the country illegally, and yet they've got a landlord. Now, a lot of these guys, they make cash. And they're not just doing jobs nobody else wants. For example, the head superintendent of the school system up in Minnesota, $300,000 a year, $310,000 a year this guy's making as a school superintendent. Now, I'm all for teachers making more money. School superintendents, by the way, are not teachers. However, I believe it's a technical administrative job. They should be making money, but the teacher should be making some money too. Now, what little known fact is that teachers do actually make better money now, especially after tenure. However, it's one of those things where, you know, especially in big cities, they make inner city schools, they make pretty good money. After a while, they have to be there for a while. Now, having said that, I still think that they're spending money on things in school districts and school systems that I think is, in my opinion, should be going to the teachers and to the students, for that matter. But they don't do that. So this, as an example, paying an administrator for the superintendent of the school system $310,000 a year. Now, I know it's expensive to live there, but it's at the same time, it's like, there are nurses and doctors, firefighters, EMT people who literally save people's lives who are not making that kind of money. Just, it's amazing to me. Of course, you get up in those ranges and scale. You're working usually. It's hard work, but your tax bracket is incredibly high too. So it's ridiculous. It just goes up and it exponentiates. My point is, they're getting housing out there, so now they're making it so that the landlords can't collect on their rent because they're getting a moratorium on their rent. Of course, the government won't step in and pay for that because the government can't afford to do that. They're putting it on the burden on the homeowners, the landlords. At what point do you say government has control of the means of production here? If they can just step in and say, you can't collect rent and you can't kick people out if they don't pay their rent. There was a brilliant lady. I think this might have been out in California, actually. It might have been Seattle. This lady registered her home as a hotel. And I remember it was a home or many homes. I think she had a house with several apartments in it. So she registered it as a hotel. So you were renting the room by the rooms or whatever you were getting, the apartments, whatever, you were renting by the week, and it was considered a hotel. And if you didn't pay, you got kicked out. Well, they had this non-eviction notice thing in this ordinance where you couldn't just kick somebody out for not paying their rent. Well, the problem is hotels are exempt from that. If you don't pay at a hotel, they can kick you out. You can literally call the police and have them removed, and they have to do it. So that's what she did. This one guy didn't pay. He starts arguing with the landlord, and he says, you can't kick me out. And because he knew the law. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial counselor. And any allegations I present are just allegations. They're not definitively proving it or saying anybody's such and such. But anyway, So this lady calls the police and they come out, and she's arguing with this police officer, saying, "I'm a hotel. This isn't a rental property." The officer argued with her and wouldn't, and she would not do the. Right, I mean, he would not evict the party out of their home. So she called supervisor. Supervisor came out. He looked at all the paperwork, looked everything over, and the supervisor basically said, "Get him out. She's a hotel. This is a hotel. It's not. She's registered as a hotel and it's approved as a hotel." And they were like, "Well, this is a residential area. Well, doesn't matter. It's registered as a hotel." They ended up booting him out on the spot that day. This guy's crying. It's a pretty good video. I don't know where it's at. But this whole thing she won. This is a little workaround. This brilliant lady did this kind of thing and it got around this whole thing with not being able to be paid for her rent. And of course, word gets out with that kind of thing. And the next thing you know, she doesn't have any more problem with renters after that. Or I should say hotel guests after that. All right, on to the next thing. Barack Obama made some statements recently. And we're gonna look at this and see what he has to say. It's, if I can find the right spot here. This is, oh, that's right there. I don't know what, I'm gonna play this and see what happens here. This has to do with. I can't remember what it has to do with. I thought I had to do something here.
The whole nation is counting on you. Democracy is on the ballot November
4th. This is Prop 50.
Republicans want to steal enough seats in Congress to rig the next election and wield unchecked power for two more years. With Prop 50, you can stop Republicans in their tracks. Prop 50 puts our elections back on a level playing field, preserves independent redistricting over the long term, and lets the people decide. Return your ballot today. Vote yes on 50.
You see,
this is Prop 50 in California. And it has to do with voting rights and all kinds of stuff. And it basically, it puts into place, my understanding is it puts into place this idea that you can't ask someone for their ID. You can't ask for it. Just all kinds of things that limit the integrity of an election. So that's what he's doing. And he's out there promoting this thing. Now, I don't know if any of you have heard, I was going to try to play the audio of Barack Obama. He was being interviewed and he was talking about the whole Hamas-Israel agreement, and he never once has mentioned or given credit to Donald Trump in any of this. I wanted to play the audio, and I might do this tomorrow because I do have it in the queue here, but I think I'm going to play it tomorrow on the recorded show because I want to analyze everything he says, and I don't want to go over it. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time doing that today. The show where he's being interviewed is just him and another guy in a pretty relaxed setting. And again, I'm a guy who I analyze voices a lot. And I'm telling you, just like I've said, I'm not pulling any punches on Donald Trump. There's something different about his voice. Something has happened with his voice. He's not the same. And this is, it's been since he's been shot. There is a certain kind of slur in his voice that has not been there in the past. I don't know if he has had some kind of dental work done. I don't know if it's a nerve damage thing. I don't know what it is that's going on there. I'm not sure. All I can tell you is his voice is not the same. Now he's gotten older, of course, but it hasn't been a gradual thing. It's been fairly dramatic change in about 6 months. Now it's been this way for several months, but it was over the course of just a few months, and it was ever since the. If you look at prior to the election, prior to the shooting, how he was speaking and talking, everything he was doing, and you look at it 6 months later, in about December or January of this year, December of last year, January of this year, the speech, his speech patterns, his enunciation. And the force of his voice has changed. And so I'm not sure exactly why. I don't know what's going on with it, but it definitely has changed. Now, I don't think he's mentally any more deficient than he was. I think that's fine. Something has happened to the nerves in his face or something in his ability to enunciate. Now, having said that, I say that because Barack Obama is definitely showing his age. Now, I don't know how old is Barack Obama. Let's take a look at this. It's got to be here somewhere. It's not there. Yeah, that's. I thought it was right here. All right, let's look at this. I'm just going to put Barack Obama in here and see what happens. Oh, sure. Now it's my computer starts to go. Barack Obama. Let's see how old he is. Born. See, in office, whatever. Born Barack Hussein Obama. He wasn't born. Mike, this is such a lie. He was not born Barack Hussein Obama. How do they get away with this? He's a year older than me. He is 64 years old. I am almost 63. He's a year and 2 months older than me. Barack, born Barack Hussein Obama. No, he was not. He was Barry Satoru. How did he get it? He changed. This is known fact. He changed his own name later in life. He changed his father's name was Barack Obama Sr. And Dunham was his mother. His father was nowhere around when he was being raised. Then passed away when he was a child. And he took on his dad's name. That's what he ended up doing. So he called himself Barack Hussein Obama II. But he was not born. His original, well, let's get into the whole birth certificate thing. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, but so now he is he's speaking very differently now. In fact, here's a picture of him. Obama with grandfather Stanley Armour Dunham and mother Ann Dunham and half-sister Maya Satoru. Oh, Satoru. Interesting that her name is Satoru. Mid-70s in Honolulu. Yeah. Are there any pictures of him? Well, let me ask you this. Are there any pictures of Michelle Obama pregnant? Are there any pictures of her in the hospital? Are there any pictures of her with her newborn babies? Any of them. Just anybody. Can anybody find one? Are there any pictures of Barack Obama being baptized in the Christian faith? When did that happen? And why did he convert from Islam to Christianity? Why did he do that? Let's just ask some questions here. I'm just asking questions. Yeah. Anyway, here's another audio clip. This, again, Dvorky Dargan's. This gets into more interesting stuff, and I got some stuff about The View, and I got to make some serious points on some things that's going on in terms of just the rhetoric and the way they talk about some things. This is a clip about deportation, and I think this is, let's see if I can find this here. This is a news broadcast. They're talking about something rather interesting here. Oh, yeah, my internet is going a little slow, probably because I'm streaming. It's probably a little bit of the problem. Has a tendency to come and go. I'm waiting for it to load. This is a news thing where they're talking to somebody about the polls and the what's happening here with deportation. Now, what they're claiming is that the American people elected Donald Trump based on the idea of securing the border, but they didn't elect him because he was going to start deporting everybody. Well, just deporting criminals. And not just somebody who's out there trying to make a living. No, it's all of them. I'm pretty sure he said it when he was running for president. That's what he said. And the legacy news media was not holding back in describing this stuff. So, because they were trying to get him on anything he would say that was derogatory.
Handling somewhat or strongly approved.
Okay, this is what this they're putting up a poll here. It says, Americans' view on Trump's handling of immigration strongly / somewhat approve 47%, strongly somewhat disapprove 52%. Now, you don't know what the question, what did they actually ask? How did they frame the question or questions that came up with these answers? This is just at the top. It just says Americans' view on Trump's handling of the immigration. But we don't know. And so then we have this. The numbers there, 47%, somewhat approve, strongly and somewhat approve, or strongly and somewhat disapprove. It's 47 to 52. Of course, their argument is that we approved of him closing the border and stopping, you know, the illegals. We didn't approve of him shipping everybody out. That's you know, he said they're saying that the American people didn't vote for that. That's not what they wanted. He ran on that. Now, maybe the American people didn't think he would go that far. I don't know. I think this represents basically the independents. This difference of about 5% in the middle there represents the independents and probably some of the Democrats. There's got to be some Democrats in there. at that rate. So there's probably some people who weren't paying attention to what he was claiming during the, you know, he's talking about shutting the border down like he did the first time. But now they're, you know, it goes further than that. And he didn't deport like he did the first time. But now he didn't deport the first time as much as he, now Barack Obama deported more than Trump has. Now that Barack Obama had two terms to do it. So we'll see how this works out by the end of the term. So you have to be careful how you compare those numbers as well. They're all saying, well, Trump hasn't deported as many as Barack Obama did. Well, he hasn't been in office as long either. So Barack Obama had 8 years. Trump is not even on his fifth year yet. So we'll see how this all works out. But let's continue on with this stupid poll here thing.
47% strongly, somewhat disapprove. 52% gone too far is next. 51% of the country say that Donald Trump's immigration enforcement actions have gone too far. How does the White House feel about this?
Okay, so she doesn't read the rest of it. 12% say he's not gone far enough. 35% believe he's been about right, and 2% believe don't know, refuse to answer. So, yeah, so about half the country, about the same numbers. There's, you know, of course, all the Democrats, of course, are going to be in this because anybody who listens to MSNBC, which is this is coming from, and they're probably the only people they actually polled, they're so weighted on their. This is out of 1,300 registered voters, by the way. 1,300 registered voters is what they got here. This was back in September 22nd. That's what I'm telling you. But a lot of these polls, a lot of times, are so far behind. And it was compiled on the 22nd. They took the poll through the 22nd, 27th. That's when it was completed. So the whole thing gets compiled and gets put out there, and then it comes out a month later, almost a month later. This is what is this? The 15th? Three weeks. Since this poll has been taken. Most polls are usually more than a week behind because they put them out and they compile them and they do all this kind of stuff, and it's not. And of course, the push polls and the things that they get instant results from typically are very inaccurate because people will jump on. There's hackers that get on, robots and everything else get on, mess those up. But so here we are. This is what
she
said.
We had Leanne Caldwell on from Puck the other day saying that there is some concern and discomfort among Republicans on Capitol Hill over the extent to which they are enforcing immigration.
First of all, also let me say, this news anchor, I don't know what her name is, she's not exactly real sharp here. She might be very intelligent. She's having a hard time speaking. I don't know what it is about people who, when they start to speak and they have all these hesitations, just they speak one thing or two in the middle of what they are saying. I don't know if she's having trouble with the teleprompter. I don't know what's going on there. And they all read from teleprompters, by the way. This is all scripted. They all know what they're going to say, and then, including the person that she's interviewing. He already has the questions ahead of time. He already knows what's going to happen. He knows how he's going to answer. And she probably even knows how he's going to answer. This is all a show. Just so you know, it's all political theater, especially on MSNBC. That they are the epitome of that. So we have here this guy's going to answer. He's got some little dweeb that's going to say something here, and he's going to put words in everybody's mouth. This is the way the American people think. Thank you for letting us know what we think. We do need to know that because we don't know. So you have to tell us.
Yeah, I think that a lot of Americans voted for Donald Trump because they did think he was going to be tough on immigration, and they support his actions at the border, where he's basically done
Peter Baker is this guy's name. I don't
know. A lot to shut down the flow of people coming into the country illegally. That gets a lot of support if you ask that question in polling. I think what a lot of Americans are surprised by or shocked by or upset about are some of the pictures you're showing, right? The idea that it's not just about murderers and rapists and criminals, but about, you know, everyday people who are trying to make.
Now, in the background, they're showing a video of this armed guy with a long rifle stepping out of a car. He's kind of guarding this car. He's standing there. These other two people who are masked, and they don't even look like it. They don't even look like agents, actually, but we'll see if that is or not. They're dragging some lady out of her car and pulling her down on the ground. And they're all wearing masks. Now, I don't know if this is staged or not. I don't know if this is just a this may not even be real. This may not even be actual. Who, again, I'm one of those guys who look at, I look at stuff like this. I do this when I'm watching movies too, because I always tick everybody off when I'm watching, especially scary movies, which doesn't happen anymore very often, but it's, when I was young, when we were younger, I was going to be watching a scary movie with friends, and I'd be laughing through the whole thing because I understand where the shot is. It's like I'm thinking, okay, they have the camera over here. That's another shot over there. I know they probably had to take that about 3 or 4 times to get that shot done right. This is all, you know, CGI, whatever. I'm thinking along production lines and stuff and what's going on with production and the director and all the people that are around watching this whole thing happen, because I've seen too many movies about how you make movies. I've been involved in a few movies. And I understand that side of things. And so when I look at this stuff, I'm like, oh, that camera's really steady. That thing's on a gimbal. Or, you know, it's just different things like that. This is the lighting. It's something as simple as lighting sometimes. Well, you know, it's obvious that it wasn't just natural lighting. There's no shake in this camera. Now, cameras, you know, on phones are much more stable than they used to be. They have stable, you know, artificial stabilization, all kinds of things in them. And you can stabilize them once you put them into production as well. Once you put them into something like, you know, an editing program like Pro Tools or something like that. So they have all this stuff available. The thing is, normally most video taken with cell phones has a tendency to not have very good audio. The audio is usually kind of messed up, and it's usually the camera's all over the place. But when you have this like professionally taken video of something like this, it's got all the elements in the camera. All everything's in the shot. They happen to be in the right place to get the whole shot in for everything that they're doing. That's pretty unusual. So you look at this. That's what they're playing in the background on while this guy's talking. Now this guy's the gaslighting is, you know, 200% most of these shows, and that's what they're trying to do here. They're playing these images of ICE going in and detaining somebody, grabbing somebody. And who knows what this person has done? This person could be a pedophile. They could be whatever they, you know, what call them PDFs now, I guess, because they get demonetized if they use that word. I don't care about monetization. I don't have any advertisements. I don't have any sponsors. I don't care about monetization. I'm going to tell you the truth the way it is, and I'm not going to edit myself for doing it. If somebody gets raped, they were raped. I'm not going to say grape. I'm not going to say, you know, the R word, whatever it is. You're going to hear the word because that's the way I am. Because it is as bad as it sounds, and I'm going to use as bad as it sounds because it is as bad as it sounds. Anyway, here we are. We're going to play the
living. They may be here illegally and therefore subject to deportation, but a lot of people are discovering that.
In fact, I don't think that this is even real. I'm watching this lady's kicking and screaming, and these agents, there's two agents on top of this lady, and they can't control her. Excuse me. They look like they're playing Ticklefoot with her. I wish you could see this. I wish this was not just an audio. I really got to get my Rumble live video feed going with this thing on Wednesdays, because I'm gonna make that an actual priority for the rest of this month. I'm going to try to get that done before the end of the month. This is just crazy. It's not going to happen next week because I'm going to be traveling all week long. But the
there are people in their communities that they know who have been affected.
There's a sign that says, "I'm angry because I'm patriotic." Now, this is obviously what looks like it's made to look like a normal, like somebody actually took a magic marker and wrote it, sort of. But it's way too clear, and I guarantee there's probably 30 or 40 other signs exactly like that one. They were obviously printed.
Who they didn't think of as being
the only ice we need is one in our drink or whatever.
Murderers and gang members and all that.
Well, there's a couple cardboard signs. These actually have "Don't be chicken, choose compassion." This doesn't quite rhyme, folks. They're wearing chicken outfits. Two of them, they're wearing chicken outfits. They actually have cardboard signs. Those actually look like they probably made those themselves.
Controlling the border, which Trump has been successful, it looks like, at doing so far, and these, you know, very drastic images that are being you know, recorded now and populated not just television but social media, there's a difference there.
And these drastic images, by the way, are things that are typically made up or staged, or they do them for the camera. They're A lot of times they'll attack the police officers and they'll say, okay, you're going to take this shot. We're going to go in. We're going to attack the police officers and get them to respond. And we're going to make it look like it's a brutal attack on us. They put themselves into the victimhood, kind of almost like throwing yourself out into traffic kind of thing and saying, look how terrible that driver was. It's just that's what they're doing. And
that's a political, that seemed to be more of a political liability because this is supposed to be his strong point. Immigration is supposed to be historically been one of the areas where he has been most popular with the public.
This is where I...
Now here again, let me say this. When it comes back to, I know I've talked about this a lot, but I continue to talk about it. What are they trying to do by having these protests? What is their outcome? What is their goal? Do they really think they're going to stop the ICE agents by coming in and doing the protests and fighting back and pushing them around and doing the whole thing? Do they really think that this is going to be effective? It's not. It's not going to stop them from doing their job. It might slow them down, but they don't even care about that. They don't care about the immigrants. And of course, all these people who are doing the stuff, they're all white people. Should that matter? I don't know. The weird thing about all this is that they're trying to do is portray chaos for the camera. That is their ultimate goal. They're not out there because they're going to make a difference. Not at least with the actual protest. It's all about collecting the optics. It's all about collecting the narrative, the video, the viral picture that they want to get put out there before the public. That they're, oh, look at all these people out there protesting. They don't care. A lot of them are getting paid. And they're being directed by somebody who is getting paid. And they play on everybody's weird, everybody goes home thinking that they've been fighting social justice. They've been fighting for the downtrodden all day long. They feel good about themselves. They feel self-righteous. They feel like they've got themselves pumped up with all their virtue. This goes on. And it's, unfortunately, it's the people at the top that are pumping them full of this crap that makes them feel like they're doing the tough work. They're doing the real social justice. They're fighting for the little guy, the downtrodden, the non-chai drinkers. I've got a couple more here for you. Now this one, this next one is a little bit more, how you want to say this? I'm going to say this is more about the federal agents. I might have Barack Obama's thing in here. Maybe. I think I might actually have it on here. I might actually play it. I'm getting kind of long on time right now. It's been almost an hour. I want to get Pritzker's interview in here. And I think that's what this is. This is right at, where am I looking at here? We get to find the right spot here. So it's kind of hard to find it. 14, 15, there it is right in here somewhere. I'm going to play this until I get to it. But Pritzker makes some statements.
Maybe they're not going to get prosecuted today, although we're looking at doing that. But they may get prosecuted after the Trump administration.
I mean, what?
This is the governor of Illinois. They may not be prosecuted. He's talking about prosecuting ICE agents, federal workers, federal officers, federal law officers. They may not get prosecuted today, but they might get prosecuted after Trump leaves office, after this administration. In other words, they're going to come after him. Isn't this what we're being told is the threatening of your political rivals? They're not even going after political rivals now. They're just going after people who are doing their job. It's so rich when we hear them say, oh, Trump's going after his political rivals. Because they were justified in going after Trump. But now when Trump goes after them, oh, it's retribution. Now he's just being vengeful. He's just out of control. They were right in doing what they were doing. They were just following the law. They were changing the law to go after him. They literally changed laws. Basically got rid of statute of limitation laws to go after him for things that happened back in the 80s. Oh, but he's, but that, they were following the law. But he's going after, and okay, let's Letitia James, for example. She literally defrauded the bank out of about $19,000 on top of insurance fraud. There were some other things she did that were insurance fraud because she got a different insurance rate because she was, this is having a rental home. Insurance is very different when you're renting a home out than it is when you're living in it. She got a different insurance rate. She got a different interest rate on her loan when she bought the house. And then we have these people coming out, some of these pundits are coming out there saying, oh, it's not that big of a deal because it was only $18,000. No reasonable prosecutor would go after that. Oh, well, then what did you just tell everybody now? What you just told everyone was go ahead and cheat on your mortgage loan because go ahead and tell them whatever you want. You're not going to get prosecuted for it. And it doesn't matter. It's only $18,000. So it's no big deal. She literally, by the way, the bank that loaned Trump the money. Look, I've been a broker. I've been a real estate broker. It is the responsibility of the bank to do their due diligence to find out if the property they're loaning money for or using as collateral in this case, whether or not it's worthwhile as collateral. Trump got the loan, paid it all back. They didn't even lose a dollar, let alone $18,000. And they were happy to do business with him and would have done business with him again. In this case, on a much smaller scale, of course, then they'll say, oh, he got fined millions of dollars. She only lost the bank $18,000. Well, the bank that Donald Trump dealt with didn't lose any money. The state took it on their behalf to say, no, you defrauded the bank because you said it was worth this much and it was only worth that much. That's how ridiculous the case is. And they won because of the ridiculous nature of the juries that you have in New York. The whole thing about the civil case charged with defamation, I believe it was. It wasn't rape. And yet that's what you hear everybody saying. Oh, he's a convicted felon, convicted felon. Of course, Stephanopoulos got in trouble because he claimed that he was convicted of rape. He wasn't convicted of rape. I think it was defamation. Which I don't know how you win a multi-million dollar case against somebody who nobody knows who she is. She was, by the way, this is a woman who said that she loved the Apprentice. She posted on social media. It's one of her favorite shows, watching The Apprentice. She watched it every time she could, every time it came out. How do you do it? I would think, if you've been assaulted by someone, it'd be really hard to watch them every week and consider it your favorite show. Let's go back and listen to the Tucker Carlson interview again, because that's worth listening to. So that's Pritzker. And he's talking about going after the ICE agents now. What they're trying to do is discourage ICE agents from being ICE agents. They're trying to get people to leave the force and get out of it. That's not going to happen, by the way. Treating them like criminals, treating them like, like they're thugs. It's just, and yet the thugs themselves get away with everything in these cities. Protect them. It's, up is down, down is up. It's all backwards. Everything's whatever. And folks, I hate to say it, but my hour is up. It seems like it's just been, I know the first 5 minutes were just playing little clips and stuff, but the show has come to it, coming in. Tomorrow morning, I'm hoping to have at least a short show. I do need to get out the door fairly early. All depends on what the dogs do tomorrow morning, how that all goes well. Kind of depends on the weather, kind of depends on a few things, but I need to get out the door by 9 o'clock in the morning. So I've got to get things going fairly early. So tomorrow's show will not be live. It will be recorded, might be posted around 9 o'clock. as I'm heading out the door. In the meantime, I don't know about a show on Friday. There might be a show on Friday, but it's going to be very short if there is. Folks, God bless. Have a great rest of your week, rest of your weekend. I will be back on Monday morning with more shoe. Thanks for listening, folks. Call the show. Let me know what you think, about what I think. I will see you.